Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Jesus 911 on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. It is a powerful day today, Jesse, Our Lady of Sorrows. It's her feast day, and we honor her today. We're going to be, praying the chaplet and meditating on her seven sorrows. It's a very powerful day. I mean, you know very well from your experiences working with the priests that are doing deliverance ministry. That name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that name is one of the most powerful names to drive out demons. Our Lady of Sorrows and Virgin Most Powerful. Those are the two names that demons just have a real aversion to and end up leaving when her name is invoked. And also, Ruben, it's also the month of Our Lady of Sorrows, the entire month, September, in the Catholic faith. So is it...
I misspoke. It's tomorrow's their feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, but right, the 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, you got ahead of yourself. The whole month of September is the month of Our Lady of Sorrows. So as you're praying your rosary, just invoke Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us as you pray the rosary. And especially also say a prayer. Let's say one little Hail Mary for Larry Elder today, that all things turn out well, Ruben.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus. Et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus,
nunc et in mortis nostre. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for him. St. Joseph, Chair of Demons, pray for him. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we place our trust in you. All right, Ruben, let's get started.
Yeah, just a quick story last night. Just a powerful story I just want to share with the listening audience. I've mentioned that I've been catechizing a friend of mine from the academy. He's got stage 4 cancer, and I was Father Gino from a parish out in Redlands, California. He's been so kind as to go with me on this journey to bring the sacraments to my friend who's never been. He was baptized and that was it, and so he was. I visited him several times, been catechizing him anyway. Yesterday we were supposed to visit him, and the family called and said that he was taken to the hospital. It turns out he had a mild heart attack, but he was in a lot of pain with the chest pain earlier in the day. So we went out there as an emergency, and it was, praise God, I was talking to Father about it, and at 3 o'clock, it was 3 o'clock straight up, and Father said, I was on the phone, and he says, it's 3 o'clock. It's the hour of mercy. Let's say a prayer for him. So I got down on my knees and Father was praying. And at the end, he finished with the prayer that we say at the divine, at the chapel of Divine Mercy. The prayer we say three times, O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. We said that three times. And all of a sudden Father said, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Ruben, oh my gosh. And I'm like, what is it, Father? You okay? You know, I'm on the phone thinking, what's going on, Father? And he goes, you're not going to believe this. He had the picks in his shirt pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it was contained the Blessed Sacrament. He was going out to another hospital to visit another terminally ill patient. And he said that was on fire. The picks in his pocket was burning up.
Wow. And
he had to like take it out because it was so hot.
Wow.
He said, oh my gosh, I've never even experienced that. He goes, that's a sign. I know that's a sign. You know, I said, maybe it's a sign that our Lord wants Andres to receive this, to receive him today. You know, we don't have the time to wait. So he said, I agree. Let's do it. So we went out to the hospital. We were there, a good portion of it, from probably like from 6 to 11 o'clock.
Wow.
But Jesse, he and his wife, first of all, hadn't been married in the church. He received both of them made a solemn confession. He also conditionally baptized my buddy because he's baptized in Mexico with no proof of it. Although, you know, he's seen pictures that he knows he was baptized. This is a conditional baptism. He gave him confirmation. He married him sacramentally, and he gave him the Eucharist. and all this in a hospital room. What an emotional night. I was so graced to have been there to be part of it, and we're able to get his children in there to see this, who aren't catechized, and I know that's going to be burning on their heart now. That we're going to be, I'm going to be make sure that his mother follows through with getting their children back into the church. So,
Reuben, you just witnessed as Jesus told, what was it, Zacchaeus? Salvation has come into this house.
Amen.
You just witnessed that the salvation of as a result of, again, evangelization, the fact that you know your faith and you know how important it is to know Jesus and receive the sacraments in a state of grace. If it wasn't for you, this man would be jumping over the trap door of hell. I mean, because again, nobody goes to heaven by being good, G-O-O-D.
Yes.
People go to heaven by dying and sanctifying grace.
I'll tell you, I've been to a wedding, more solemn wedding, when Father said, do you take him in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health?
Oh, gosh.
You know, and you know, I mean, we're all crying in there and. That I couldn't, the words don't even express how this Holy Spirit was moving in that room. And so
good job, bro. Yeah. There you go. It's just, again, the mission of every lay Catholic is the salvation of souls. And you're doing exactly what you were confirmed to do.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen. Hey, we want to put on a quick little video of Mel Gibson. I was there at this Coalition of Canceled Priests in Chicago. And he sent the video that night. I happened to be there with Father Altman, Father Lavelle, and others that were there, other canceled priests. We want to put Mel Gibson's message that he sent to us that night. Now it's going all over the country. It's going viral. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
Hi, there in Chicago, Mel here. The voice crying out from the wilderness of Malibu. To lend that voice for your support and encouragement at your rally today, the Coalition for Canceled Priests. I mean, it's not hard to believe that there is now such a thing, as personally I know many priests who have been canceled, but not for the reasons you'd think. I mean, it's not like they did a hit and run drive and left the scene of the crime, or embezzled church funds, stole the altar wine, or committed some other heinous crime. No, not at all. And who's persecuting them? Well, their own bishops. How's that? Yep. Who are they? Well, they're a pack of men who generally passively sit by and tolerate any kind of nonsense. But if one of their priests utters something that resembles orthodoxy, well, then they spring into action, they reprimand him, and they bully him and do their best to cancel him. And it succeed. They drum him out of the service, you know. Off he goes. I'm really sorry about that. That's a grave injustice, and it's kind of white martyrdom. And it's nothing new. It really isn't. It's nothing new. And it's a symptom. It's a symptom of a very deep sickness that afflicts the church. It did not happen overnight. If anyone's familiar with the missives of Archbishop Vigano, he says that the seeds of erosion of the church were sown with the reforms of Vatican II, and I agree with him. He suggests even that we scrap the whole thing and go back and do it the way it was before. And it was a pastoral council, after all. I mean, there was nothing wrong. It didn't need to be fixed. They were doing pretty well. At any rate, and you know, I've had my own run-in with the bishops. I mean, who are they? Well, they're... I remember when I directed The Passion, I went to the USCCB to get support for the film. And those men couldn't get away from me fast enough. And all but a few of them turned their back on me. And it was pretty telling about who they were. A pretty insipid bunch. And it doesn't look like anything's changed. Geez, I remember back in the 70s, old priests, good priests, who were bullied and persecuted by their bishops. There was a rash of it back then also, and it was because they, you know, they wanted to maintain what it was that they were ordained to do. They didn't want to go along with the new liturgy and the reforms of Vatican II, and so that they were really heavily leaned on. It was never abrogated, the old mass, never, and it still hasn't been. You can't. It's protected by quo primum. But they were bullied and badgered and put in insane asylums, and, you know, it was pretty sad to watch. And this kind of thing is now happening again. So, and how are we supposed to know the good guys from the bad guys? Well, we were given a standard by which to judge them. You know, by their fruits, you'll know them. By their fruits. Anybody seen any good fruit lately? Well, it's tough. And look, I'm a pretty sinful guy. I mean, I'm as venal as the next guy. But I know the difference between a shepherd and a hireling. And I think that the vast majority of these bishops are just a bunch of hirelings. You know. And my question is, you know, like, who's hiring them? I don't think it's Jesus. Is it Francis? Who's hiring Francis?
All right.
Hold that. Yep.
We'll hold that thought. Let's pick it up. It's just about done. But we're going to pick that up on the other side of the break. You don't want to miss the finish. Be right back. Jesus 911.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
We are back, Jesus 911, two-man car. We are 10-8 for Jesus. Jesse Romero Rubinaba, two-man car. We're going to finish up that clip, or we want to...
Yeah, well, religious, I'll just make some comments about it because we're pretty close to the end.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would say is probably 10 or 15 years ago, I would have said, Mel Gibson's floating this conspiracy theory. All right, go ahead and finish it, Richard. Go ahead and finish it.
Is it Pachamama? I mean, I think you need to look at the whole institution. And, you know, I'll quote Archbishop Vigano again in saying that he believes that there was a parallel counterfeit church set up to eclipse the real one. He's suggesting usurpation or an inside job. It seems that way. Of course, we know the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You know, the victory is God's, not ours. And it will flourish if we keep it in our hearts. It can flourish in our hearts and keep the faith. And that's what's going to happen. That's what I encourage you to do. Again, I'm sorry for your pain, the injustice. I'll definitely throw something in the hat. To add my support. And God keep you and God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, so he sent that video last... I flew to Chicago on Wednesday. I spoke at a fundraiser for Coalition of Canceled Priests. Father Altman was there, Father Lavelle, many other priests that have been canceled around the country. And Mel Gibson sent that to Father Altman to send it to everybody there that was there. Now it's gone all over the internet. Now it's viral. But the only thing that I would say is that, again, 10 or 15 years ago, I probably would have said, I think Mel Gibson's floating a conspiracy theory. But as St. Paul says in Acts 9:18, the scales have fallen off of my eyes. Right now, I basically agree with everything that he just said because it's factually true. There's nothing that he said that I can disagree with. And again, he also sounds like Archbishop Vigano. And so, again, let's not lose heart. Let's not lose courage and faith. Let's remember that this is Jesus Christ Church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the Church of Jesus Christ, even though there's very few, a remnant that remains at the very end. Ruben?
Mm. And that those canceled priests, this is not a new thing. This has been going on for quite some time. It's just now being, you know, some of these are more public now with the internet. And
because, yeah, there you go, because of the internet.
We have that. But just think about my beloved Father Melito, you know, he canceled, you know, he walked away from that because of all
that. It happened right after the council, after 65. That's when priests started being canceled because some just in their heart started saying, hey, I'm a priest and I was ordained under the old rite and I just want to do the old mass. You can't do it no more. Why not? Mm-hmm. Some places they're saying it was a mortal sin to do it. So, yeah, you're right, Ruben. A lot of these good holy priests have been canceled since 65, but now we have the internet to kind of shine a spotlight on this.
Anyway, hey, Jess, I want to call to attention a great letter from Riverside County Sheriff Department, Chad Bianco. He's the sheriff / coroner for the county of Riverside, which is out here in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
So he writes a letter, says, later today, a local newspaper will publish a story about our last podcast concerning forced vaccinations. The reporter will use cherry-picked statements from supposed health experts in an attempt to paint me and the sheriff's department in a negative light. This is nothing but sensationalism trying to gain readership and further divide us as Americans. Over the past couple of weeks, the idea of forced vaccination has caused much concern across the entire country. There is absolutely nothing in my podcast that was incorrect or irresponsible. It is factual and common sense based. To repeat the context of the podcast, I will not enforce the vaccine mandate on the Sheriff's Department employees. The information I have about COVID and the vaccines is easily found and available for anyone wanting to find it. In November 2018, the residents of Riverside County elected me as their sheriff. I stood before God and swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California. It is my responsibility to protect the public from the criminal element, as well as being the last line of defense from tyrannical government overreach. The government has no ability and no authority to mandate your health choices. As your sheriff, I have an obligation to guard your liberty and freedom. I am certainly not anti-vaccine. I am anti-vaccine for me. That decision should be made in consultation with your doctor after discussing the potential benefit and the potential negative side effects. It is time our government and our politicians come to the realization that the only reason they exist is because we, the people, formed our government to secure the blessings of individual liberty and freedom. Sincerely, Chad Bianco, Sheriff, Riverside County.
Ruben, you know who he sounds like out here in Arizona? There's a Sheriff Mark Lamb from Pinal County. He says the same thing. He's a sheriff in Arizona. He says he would not enforce any of the state's emergency or the federal government's coronavirus orders. He says because, again, these mask mandates and all these things that the federal government are trying to get us to enforce, Mark Lamb says these are unconstitutional, so he won't enforce them. So we've got some good sheriffs, Ruben, that are starting to, you know, they're like these whack-a-moles. Their heads are coming out of the little hole there and stuff, and they're starting to basically show their true colors that they're on the right side of the fence on all these issues.
Yeah, it's going to take for good men to stand up and say enough is enough, you know?
Yeah, and even risk your job and risk getting your head cut off.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be honest. Like, my pastor over here, he's a late vocation at Our Lady of Guadalupe. He was in the Air Force, I think, for 15 years. Then he transferred over to the National Guard. He's a major at the National Guard. He's been in the National Guard for like 15 years. So he's been in the service for like 30 years.
Wow.
Our Air Force and National Guard. He's a Catholic priest. They just told him that he's going to have to get the jab. And he just says, well, no, he says, I'm not going to get the jab. He says, I've given this country 30 years of my life. I flew fighter pilots for 15 years. I lost hearing in one of my eardrums as a result of flying these fighter pilots for our country. He says, no, I'm not going to get it. He says, my main calling is a Catholic priest, so I'll just have to resign it and get a general discharge or whatever you guys are going to do. But again, that's the type of courage that's needed.
Yeah.
This is a man that's willing to 30 years of giving his life to this country in the service, and he says, no, I'm not going to roll up my sleeve. You're not going to give me the jab. I don't know what's contained in those vaccines, those experimental mRNA vaccines. And if I have to, I guess I'm going to have to step down and quit.
Yeah, there was a military guy on social media. He put out a Instagram post where he was saying that, you know, he's out of the military now, but he's got friends that are still in. And he was mentioning And I forget, it's off the top of my head, what type of plane it was. These really exclusive, you know, jets, you know, fighter jets that they have. And all these pilots are not going to, they're walking away. They're going to say, look, so those airplanes are grounded. And a number of pilots are doing that. And that leaves our country vulnerable. You know, China knows this, you know, and it's bad news because
our military is going to collapse in half, and China and Russia and all our enemies are going to know this. Our hospitals are going to collapse in half because people are just going to walk out. Yeah. A lot of hospital employees, and this is going to close down a lot of. And I just heard that in New York, there's certain hospitals where their OBGYN is closed down. You can't have a baby in some of these hospitals because they have no employees to treat the woman.
That is ludicrous. These people on the front lines have been fighting it during the when there was all throughout 2020. You know, and they've been in the mix, and they've been on the front lines, and now they're going to just cancel them because they won't take this experimental vaccine. So anyway,
again, the key operative word is experimental. We don't know what's inside. We do know that there's been fetal stem cells been used either in the experimental stage or in different stages. And the fact of the matter is a lot of people are getting sick and still getting COVID-19 even after the double jab. And a lot of people in a lot of countries, and the numbers are being basically minimized and hidden from us, from the public, but a lot of people are dying shortly thereafter getting the double jab, and this is something that they don't want us to know.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. Was the president, was he being forthright with us when he was on his speech, when he was berating us and scolding us about taking this this jab? You know, he cites that the Pfizer vaccine is an approved FDA approved vaccine now, and we want to talk to you about this because it's not as it appears. So let's just get this underway. When the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced August 23rd, it had granted full approval to the first COVID vaccine under the brand name Comirnaty. The mainstream media immediately ran with the narrative. Joe Biden jumped in front of the microphone, told businesses they needed to step up the mandating of vaccines for their employees. Dr. Anthony Fauci told national media outlets he expected a whole host of new mandates to be fueled by the approval of the Pfizer jab. There's only one problem. The approval given by the FDA was not for the Pfizer jab currently available in the U.S. market. Did you hear that? It's not the same one. The devil is always in the details. Some of us weren't fooled. And the FDA playing bait and switch with Americans, tricking them into believing shots currently being offered have been granted full approval when they have not. But because we and a few others looked beneath the facade, checked the facts of what the FDA actually did and not what the media and Joe Biden's administration said it did, we took some heat. Even some of our own subscribers questioned whether maybe we got it wrong.
No, it was the corporate media who got the story wrong. And as a result, thousands of Americans no doubt capitulated and went ahead and rolled up their sleeves, thinking they had no other choice legally than to succumb to their employer's mandates.
Yes.
This is the good part here. We'll probably have to wait till the next segment, but it says today on August 27th, the Orlando-based Liberty Counsel, perhaps the most respected Christian legal firm in the nation, issued a press release that confirms our story. And this is the release published in full from the Liberty Counsel. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has done a bait and switch by announcing it approved its first COVID-19 vaccine in order to push the vaccine and protect the Pfizer pharmaceutical company from legal liability. However, there is currently no fully licensed COVID shot on the United States market. Did you catch that? Albeit confusing and probably intentionally so, this summarizes the current status of the Pfizer BioNTech shots. These 5 points. One, all existing Pfizer vials in the hundreds of millions remain under the Federal Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, meaning people have the option to accept or refuse. Two, the third or booster Pfizer shot is identical to the above and remains under the EUA with limited use to certain categories of people. Three, BioNTech received FDA approval for people ages 16 and above under the name Comirnaty, but there are no Comirnaty doses available in the United States. Four, in other words, there is currently no FDA-approved COVID-19 injection available anywhere in the U.S. Every COVID shot in America means remains under emergency use authorization law, and thus people have the option to accept or refuse them. And we'll get to point number five. Ruben and Jesus 911 talking about the scamdemic plandemic.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, fight the good fight of faith. Jesus 911. Jesse, you want to finish your
Yes, this group called the Liberty Council, they issued a press release August 27th, and they got five bullets where they talk about, again, what the FDA, this bait and switch that they've been doing with us here in the country, trying to push the vaccine mandates. Point number five, they said this. Even when an FDA-approved COVID shot becomes available, individuals are protected by federal law and many state laws from being forced to get these shots based on their sincere religious or conscience rights. Again, these five bullets were put out by probably the most respected Christian legal law firm in the United States called Liberty Counsel. Ruben, I also want to just share, somebody just sent me a telegram, some of my reliable sources. You know, Ruben, when you worked the streets, you used to have your CRIs, right?
Yep.
Confidential, reliable. Well, we still have them here on Jesus 911. We still have our CRIs.
Good.
Our confidential. One of my CRIs just sent me, a hot microphone catches the Israeli Minister of Health admitting vaccine passports are just about controlling people, not their health. Their, quote, here's what the Israeli minister said, quote, there is no medical justification for the COVID passport. It is only intended to pressure the unvaccinated to vaccinate. Then he puts here, that makes sense. Collectivism, communism only works if you control people. Another one of my CRI sent me this. This applies to me because I had the COVID-19. I'm fully recovered. Fully recovered.
Yeah.
It says this. This study demonstrates, they sent me the website, the link. A study demonstrates that natural immunity confers longer lasting and stronger protection against the infection, symptomatic disease, and hospitalization caused by the Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2 compared to the two-dose vaccine-induced immunity. So, yeah, me and my wife, Anita, we have stronger immunity right now against the virus than having got the double jab, which we haven't and we won't. Ruben?
Well, you know, the on the left, they're speaking out of both sides of the mouth because on one hand, they're saying take the vaccine, and but then they're saying, oh, these numbers are spiked because now we got the Delta variant, you know. So and so if it's not effective on the Delta variant, why are they still pushing that same vaccine? Because people are still catching it. You know, it's there's a disconnect there. And what happens, you know, listening to some experts explain it, that it's a specific jab for the SARS-19. But then when your natural immune system tries to, when the Delta comes in, those the specific jab that you got, the vaccine that you got, is going to block the ones, your natural immunity out of the way. And
correct.
Delta is going to get in. So it's going to run for a touchdown and you're going to be stuck there. You know.
Oh, we saw the same video.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very well done. Very well done.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Ruben, everybody has the responsibility to inform themselves. And outside of the mainstream media, there are some good videos that are out there, like in BitChute, Rumble, that are giving you the absolute truth. These videos, by the way, have been canceled on YouTube. You can't find these on YouTube. Oh, you're not going to find them.
Yeah, you can't. So there's today we're talking about the jab because this is leading to socialism, leading to communism.
Absolutely.
I'm wearing my shirt today, Jesse, just for this occasion.
What's it say?
Destroy communism.
Amen.
Yeah. So let's.
Yeah, let me pick it up here. So it says on August 23rd, the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, issued two separate letters for two separate injections. There are now two legally distinct, Pfizer versus BioNTech, but otherwise identical products. The first letter is regarding FDA's biologics license application approval for the Pfizer Inc. BioNTech COVID-19 injection, which has been named Comirnaty. Yet Pfizer has not started manufacturing or labeling this drug for U.S. distribution, so it is not available in the U.S. I'm going to jump down to the next paragraph. The Pfizer injection, on the other hand, is still considered experimental under U.S. law. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a legal difference between products approved under authorization of emergency use compared with those the FDA has fully licensed. The FDA issued another letter for the existing Pfizer shots, which confirms they are still under emergency authorization use, EUA. They're not fully approved and has a liability shield. EUA, emergency use approved COVID shots, have a liability shield under the 2005 Public Readiness and Preparedness Act. Vaccine manufacturers, distributors, providers, and government planners are immune from liability. You can't sue them if you get sick.
Wow.
Okay? People who have been injured can file a lawsuit if they can prove willful misconduct. How are you going to prove willful misconduct? That's impossible. And if the U.S. government has also brought an enforcement action against a party for willful misconduct. No such lawsuit has ever succeeded. Yeah, because it's impossible to say, get into somebody's mind and says, oh yeah, Fauci, he wanted to kill me and half of Los Angeles. that means people must be told the risk and benefits, and they have the right to decline a medication that is not fully licensed. The Federal Emergency Use Authorization Law and the FDA, including the FDA fact sheet, which is on this article, state unequivocally that each person has the option to accept or refuse the shots. In addition to federal law, the FDA includes the Nuremberg Code and the Helsinki Declaration on its website, emphasizing the fact that people cannot be forced to take experimental drugs without their full consent. Ruben?
Yeah, Jesse, that's
That's a mouthful right there. That says everything we need to know.
Yeah,
paragraph. Yeah,
just remember the Nuremberg Code. You know that this is where you know people need to know. Go back to that. What was going on?
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. But it's an important part of history because this is the Nazis were experimenting. You know, on Jews, and is the most important document in the history of the ethics of medical research.
Amen.
The code was formulated 50 years ago in August 1947 in Nuremberg, Germany, by American judges sitting in judgment of Nazi doctors accused of conducting murderous and torturous human experiments in the concentration camps, the so-called doctor's trial. It served as a blueprint for today's principles that ensure the rights of subjects in medical research. Because of this link with the horrors of World War II and the use of prisoners in Nazi concentration camps for medical experiments, debate continues today about the authority of the code, its applicability to modern medical research, and even its authorship. So this is what they're quoting here, because we can cite that because it's an experimental. Those were experiments they were doing, and I would have to venture to say that this jab is also experimental.
Ruben, and also blacks have the lowest percentage wise. I think I've mentioned it before,
yeah,
of people getting the jab, and the reason is because they remember back in the '30s, between 1932 and 1972, blacks were experimented on in this country. It was called the Tuskegee experiment. And yeah, what they were doing is they were injecting blacks with syphilis, and they were trying to see what, you know, medications work, which ones didn't work. And as a result, a lot of them got sick and died.
Yeah, Jesse. And it's like 28% of blacks have been vaccinated. And the president would have you think that the 80 million people that are unvaccinated are the problem. And, he thinks it's all, you know, the Trump supporters. And I would say if, you know, 72% of those blacks that are not vaccinated are not Trump supporters, you know.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, he was gaining ground on them with blacks and Hispanics. But, I wouldn't say 72%. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So you want to go on?
Ruben. Yeah, it says the FDA's approval letter to Pfizer regarding the BioNTech injection, Comirnaty, states, quote, Under this license, you're authorized to manufacture the product, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA, which is indicated for active immunization to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 caused by severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, in individuals 16 years of age and older, close quote. So this letter affirms that the FDA has not approved the Pfizer-BioNTech injections for the 12 to 15-year age group or any booster doses for anyone. And regarding the Comirnaty injection, the FDA admits, quote, we have determined that an analysis of spontaneous post-marketing adverse events reported under Section 505(k)(1) of the FDCA will not be sufficient to assess known serious risks of myocarditis and pericarditis and identify an unexpected serious risk of subclinical myocarditis. So they're saying, guess what? We still don't know the adverse effects of this drug that we're allowing to be used under an emergency use authorization. Ruben, all this is just makes people like us, just people of goodwill, suspect our government even more and more.
Oh, yeah. I've completely lost confidence in them a long time ago. But this just shows you when they've gone to such great lengths to make sure to try to get everybody vaccinated to the point where they're incentivizing it. You know, in some parts of the country, they were offering free medical marijuana. They're offering, in California, you would be eligible to enter into a lottery to win $1 million. You know, if they said, hey, we have the cure for cancer, you wouldn't have to incentivize it. People would be lining up. You know, this is people can read through the lines here. And like you said earlier, they're not showing us the adverse side effects. They're not being honest with us. But when you go to other sites, you know, that's not a mainstream media,
right?
You will see these things. You'll see the numbers. There's some attorneys that are suing. They say that the numbers are probably underreported by, you know, five times, you know. So if the CDC says there's 13,000 deaths on their website, you know, times that by five. And there's no way that someone's going to stick a needle in my arm and yours as well, Jesse.
Yeah, I have no idea what the heck they have in there. I don't trust this government. That's just the bottom line. Yeah. Ruben, Liberty Council President Matt Shaver said the FDA has apparently tried to... we'll read it after. That paragraph is worth its weight in gold.
Okay.
Two man car, Jesus 911. We'll continue talking about the hypocrite Joe Biden and his abuse of power, the unelected president. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, you stay ready. You don't have to get ready. We are in the fight, Jesse. We have to. Faith over fear. Faith over fear.
Amen. Ruben, and the fact is, people have to realize that we were not made for this world.
No.
We were made for heaven. We're not going to be here that long. And life in this world, God never promised to give us, you know, this is going to be a walk in the park or a picnic, you know, or, you know, a romp in the grass. Life on earth is warfare. That's what it says in Job chapter 7, verse 1 in the Douay Rheims. Life on earth is warfare. King David says that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death in Psalm 23. The Hail Holy Queen, that great Marian prayer says, to neither we cry, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. So there's going to be suffering, but remember what's going to be given to us on the other side for those of us that persevere in the end. It's going to be unspeakable. It's going to be something that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. The heart cannot even fathom what God has in store for us, for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We've got to hang on and persevere to the end. Jesus didn't quit on us on the cross. We can't quit on him right now. We are the mystical body of Christ. Ruben, on the last article, let me just quote the last paragraph from Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver. He has a wrap-up statement which is very powerful. He says this: the Federal Drug Administration has apparently tried to deceive people by issuing its two confusing letters without proper explanation. So he's summing up the article. Despite the Federal Drug Administration's sleight of hand, there is, get this, there is currently no FDA-approved shot available in the United States. Even if there were an FDA-approved COVID-19 shot available, people still may request that employers, schools, and the military accommodate their sincerely held beliefs. And we go back to some of the things that we talked about, you know, our constitutional rights, the Nuremberg Code, the Helsinki Declaration. The fact is, Ruben, I think that Biden is getting a huge pushback by a lot of governors, a lot of people around the country, a lot of unions as well. I think that this is good. He's going to go down as one of the worst presidents, even worse than Jimmy Carter.
That's right. The peanut farmer. He's worse. He right off the and he hasn't even been in a year, Jesse. He's not all there. He's not pulling the strings because he goes up there and he goes, "Oh, I'm not supposed to take any questions." Oh, I was told this. I was supposed to ask this guy and this guy.
He's showing his cards to us, Ruben, from these dummy cards.
Because he doesn't.
Because he reads the sections out loud that are just intended for him to read.
Exactly. Oh man, and you know some of the videos are being posted. He was down here in Long Beach yesterday, Jesse.
That's what I heard.
He was in Long Beach. He came to support Gavin Newsom, and
that's not going
to
help him. He, any.
Yeah, that's not going to help him. Why would he want? Why would Newsom want this guy, whose his ratings are dropping like, oh my gosh?
Yeah,
he got pelted with, oh my god, from
bad,
people
with bad words.
Bad words, yeah. Signs and he, you know, he doesn't know any better. He thinks they're rooting for him, and they're actually, you know.
And they're dropping Tourette's. They got bouts of Tourette syndrome when they see
him. Yeah, they're giving him the one finger salute, and then it was. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. There was more protesters.
Ruben, the world has seen this. Yeah. Our enemies are seeing that we've got the weakest president in the White House in the history of our lifetime.
I would venture to say there were more protesters there than there were supporters of Newsom and his effort to stay in power. But just think, who's supporting Newsom? You got Obama, who was Pocahontas, Warren, and you've got Biden and Harris. They're all supporting Gavin Newsom. They're all part of the elites. They're all part of this corrupt government. And so we got to get away from that. And let's go to that other article, Jesse, about
hypocrite Biden and abuse of power. It's very short. Yeah.
Hypocrite Biden. Okay. So,
or you could go to the last one if you want. We said enough about this guy. Yeah.
You want to go to whatever you want to do, Jess?
Well, that one article, just the bottom line, it says on hypocrite Biden and abuse of power. The long and the short of it, it says, of course, he came down like a tough guy. Oh, everybody's got to get vaccinated. All you people that work in a company. Yeah. What is it, 100 people or more?
Losing our patients. Yeah, 100 people.
Yeah, I'm losing. But the article, what it highlights is that he made an exception to the federal workers, to the post office, U.S. Postal Service. There's more than 600,000 letter carriers, and guess what? He says that they do not have to get a shot. But he jumped down everybody else's throat like a big bully, but he gave these guys a pass. Why is that? Well, maybe it's because these guys are the ones that are helping with these stolen elections by dumping these, late mail-in ballots, at midnight. And so he doesn't want to upset the apple cart with the federal workers for the post office because think about it. Yep. They're the ones that helped the Democrat Party win elections.
Yep.
So he gave them an exception. Okay, that's enough on that article. What's the next one? Yeah.
No,
does that make sense what I said?
Yeah, it does. And so what I read somewhere is with these companies, they just make everybody independent, like a 1099 and say, okay, now we don't have those employees. They're all independent contractors. So we don't have 100 people. We're not going to enforce this vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Make all those employees all independent business owners, or contractors.
There's a way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to think outside the box when you're dealing with these knuckleheads, Jess. I mean, you do, right? But this is a devout Catholic we're talking about. So,
right. Exactly.
What's the next one, Jess?
Yeah, the last talk about here. The CDC is blocking doctors from writing prescriptions for ivermectin, what cured me 100%, and hydroxychloroquine.
Uh-huh.
So it's an article here written by Dear Mr. Armstrong. Somebody wrote to him. As you know, I'm a longtime subscriber and a prominent U.S. physician. I'm also a vigorous advocate of the early treatment of COVID-19.
Yes.
You are spot on, but there is more. I have treated hundreds of patients with COVID-19 starting yesterday. Nearly every pharmacy has blocked me and others from prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19. They are saying the CDC is preventing them. Notice the federal government is involved in not medicine, but in politics.
Yeah.
What happened to the well-codified off-label use in the U.S.? What happened to the right to try? It's gone. And our professional leadership is in lockstep, sickening. In other words, the pharmaceutical companies are basically they're the handmaidens of the federal government that's against these vaccinations that actually heal people, or these medications that actually heal people.
Out here in California, CVS has said they're not going to fill prescriptions for COVID for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Unbelievable. It says here, reply, as I have said, I had a respiratory issue and was tested 5 times for COVID, all negative. I ended up going to a specialist at Tampa Hospital in charge of pulmonary. He told me the tests were invalid. He also said the only thing that they had to treat COVID patients was hydroxychloroquine. Two doctors said they believed I had COVID despite the fact that all the testing was negative, so I personally have no idea. Why is the CDC now interfering in how people are treated? Do we have once again a crisis in the medical profession with so many doctors subscribing to this new norm of reducing the medical, reducing the population again? That's, again, euthanasia. And the medical community, Ruben, they're part of it now. This is getting really out of hand, and the Biden administration is now posing a threat to society. Someone behind the curtain is pulling very hard strings, and Biden probably would never even be consulted. All we can hope is people in the media are denied these drugs, and just maybe they may stand up and protect society just for once. Independent studies have shown that ivermectin is effective.
Yep.
Conclusion. Based on the totality of the existing evidence above, the FLCCC, that stands for Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. They've strongly recommend ivermectin be used in both the prevention and treatment of all phases of COVID-19 in both vaccinated and unvaccinated populations. The totality of evidence for ivermectin is large enough that removal of any single data set, trial, or study has minimal impacts. Ruben?
Yeah. Joe Rogan, Jesse, the commentator. He had it. He was treated with ivermectin, and CNN blasted him, saying, "Oh, he's taking some animal dewormer." he's thinking about suing CNN because they didn't state the facts.
Good. He has the gravitas to do that, and the name recognition. He should.
Yeah. So in retracted research, the totality of evidence is for ivermectin is large enough for that removal of any single data set, trial, or study has minimal impacts. The integrity of one such study in Egypt out of the then 28 RCT results available was recently called into question while we share the concerns about this study. The removal of its data from the most comprehensive meta-analysis did not change the conclusion. Ivermectin is highly effective in both prevention and treatment. And why do you think that India had their numbers dropped by 75%? Why is Japan now introducing ivermectin because of the success in India? Mexico has seen their mortality rate drop by over 70%. So this stuff works, and we have a friend firsthand knowledge of a friend of my wife's whose son was sick, and I mentioned on another show. She went to her doctor and said, "Hey, my son, he was severely sick and with COVID, and she asked for ivermectin." The doctor looked away, looked down, couldn't look her in the eyes, and said, "I can't prescribe it." And she goes, "Well, doctor, I have ivermectin for my horses at home. Just tell me how much his body weight, I need to give him." And so he was kind enough to look on the internet, and he said, "Okay, you based on his weight, give him this many milligrams."
Unbelievable.
Day and a half, maximum 2 days, he was up and running, and he was back on his, good as new. And so this is, could you imagine all the blood they have on their hands, Jesse? They know this stuff works, and they are not out there allowing the doctors to do their job. They're all corralling them into one mindset that only the jab works. And
Rubin, just like this article said, this doctor in this last article, he says, do we have once again a crisis in the medical profession with so many doctors subscribing to this new norm of reducing the population again? I said it before, I'll say it again. This is the master plan to reduce the human race. They're trying to kill a large majority of people on planet Earth. This has been their plan for decades. Ruben, take it away.
Jesse, you know, there's a women's conference this Saturday at the chapel here in Covina. I think Terry just opened it up for men as well. So come on out, support. Father Murr will be here, and Mary Barber will be speaking. So get your wives out here. I may even come with my wife. And we'll see you on Saturday. You've been listening to Jesus 911. Stay tuned for Hands-On Apologetics with Gary Mishuda from the Midwest Command Center. We are 10-7. We are out.
Out.
God bless you. Keep the faith.